really took us nearly 3 hours, 3 years to complete all these sort of fundamental research to make sure that everything on the chemical and on the material science side are proven.
Right.
And so we, George Hockham, who is a theoretician, and myself jointly wrote the paper, which, George did was to calculate carefully of the propagation characteristics to make sure that coupling and radiation around the bends and the joints, sort of things. Anyway, we really did everything possible to make sure that a situation where we can say it's better with the known theories that we know. Mm-hmm. And so it's proven by implications, namely, we do simulation to see whether, for instance, if the fiber is sort of undulating, what would the radiation be induced by the ripples, and how much losses would happen, and so on. So we did a very thorough thing, and in the end, I think the paper that was published in 1966 really was, one could say, 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's there were only very, very distant type of problem. For example, we eventually, later on, in the much later on, found that a fiber inside the sort of water vapor around the fiber is fairly high. Then the water, the hydrogen OH molecules can actually get into the fiber and form centers which will absorb light. The reason of the hydrogen coming is because we were using aluminum tube as a shield, and in the vapor phase, residue gas in there, the interaction could allow hydrogen to bond with the glass, and then you have increased loss.
Mm-hmm.
This was a very few things like that was discovered a little without us exactly knowing it until we found it. So I think it was a very respectable bit of detective work, as well as good theory and good fundamentals. So there was really nothing spectacular. It's really proving that theory has been correct.
Mm.
And then we have to go to the people who need to give us much more fun, because we now have to try to develop all these things.